Verse 8, it says, "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him." So whether we're dead or whether we're alive, right now we labor. It says, "Wherefore we labor." Because we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by the faith of the things that we're going to receive later. We're walking through this world, and you know, we're sojourning in a world that we're not, that's not our future home. Our future home is in heaven. Our future home is the New Jerusalem. And what are we supposed to do while we're here? Not sit around and do nothing. It says, "Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." That's an individual thing. And look, it's not going to play on the jumbotron all the sins that you've ever done, okay? That's a weird teaching, you know, that you got from a chick track or something, okay? That's not how it works. Amen. What are we being judged according to the things? It says that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done. So God has rewards for us in heaven. It says whether it be good or bad. So if the bad things are burnt up, you're not held responsible for the things you do once you go to heaven. Amen. The jumbotron playing your long list of sins that you commit after you've been saved, that doesn't play. There's no such thing. There's no jumbotron in the King James Bible. I've never seen that verse.
Amen.
The jumbotron, that's not happening. We're not going to be judged after we die. We're judged on this world, in this world, for the things we do in our body.
Yeah.
And whether they be good or bad. We do appear before the judgment seat, but it's not to be judged for our sins. Because our sins are forgotten. God forgot them. He covered them with His precious blood.